You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome into the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz, your host today, as the Milwaukee Brewers set to take on the Minnesota Twins, game number 45 of the season. It'll be Chad Patrick on the bump for the crew, going up against Joe Ryan for Minnesota. First pitch scheduled for 7:10 today from American Family Field. Welcome on in to the leadoff show, getting you caught up on all things Milwaukee Brewers. Before we get to first pitch, little bit programming update. I'm off tomorrow. I am. You'll have Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tomorrow in for you on the leadoff show. That's all I'll mention about it. I'll be at the game. If you see me, come say hi. I will not be there today. We should talk more about today's game. How else do we do that? Let's start with the lineups.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We got so much stuff today, we got to move fast. Now, I don't even know if I'm going to have time to talk on my own show today. Leading off for the visiting Twins, we'll start on that side of the lineup card. Trevor Larnach is going to be in right field today for Minnesota. Ryan Jeffers is the DH. He'll bat second. Brooks Lee, the shortstop, bats third today. Ty France at first base will bat fourth. Willie Castro in left field bats fifth for Minnesota. Cody Clemens at second base will bat sixth. Royce Lewis is today's third baseman. He'll bat seventh. Deshaun Kurtze Jr. is the center fielder, batting eighth. Christian Vasquez behind the dish will bat ninth for Minnesota. Bryce Terang leading off for the crew. He plays second base. William Contreras batting second will be tonight's catcher. Christian Yelich is the DH. He'll bat third. Rhys Hoskins, coming off a monster game, will bat fourth, play first base for Milwaukee. Sal Frelick back in the five spot today will play right field. How about this? Jackson Churio batting sixth. He'll be in center field today. Jake Bowers in left field will bat seventh. Caleb Durbin bats eighth, tonight's third baseman. Today's shortstop, Joey Ortiz, will bat ninth and round things out for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, that's an interesting lineup. We haven't seen Churio that low in the order so far before, but I like it. I like what they're doing. They're bringing some guys up who have had some success this season, especially Rhys Hoskins, moving him back up. He's batting too well to bat sixth. He needs to bat fourth in the lineup for sure, maybe even higher if things keep going well. Last game was maybe his best all year. Let's relive it on the rewind.
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Logan Henderson making his second start of his career and of the season for the Crew. Gavin Williams on for Cleveland. Milwaukee had lost their last two games, and they were looking to bounce back in the series finale against Cleveland. First inning clean from both pitchers. Then we jump to the second. We'd have a leadoff single by William Contreras. Bryce Terang would strike out. Rhys Hoskins walks. Now there's two men on, and Jake Bowers is up at the plate for Milwaukee.
And Bowers popped it up. Left center, now it's got some carry, and it is off the top of the wall. Contreras will be sent around third. He is going to score, and the Brewers are up 1-0 as that ball just kept on carrying out to left center and hit off the middle of that wall.
Yes, Jake Bowers gets the scoring started early for the Crew, would make it 1-0 in the top of the second. However, Cleveland answers back in the bottom part of the second. Kyle Manzardo, a leadoff home run. That guy torched Milwaukee the entire series for sure. Milwaukee would fall down 2-1 after four because of a Nolan Jones single that would score Jose Ramirez, another guy who just an insane run for against the Milwaukee Brewers the entire time. However, in the fifth, Sal Frelick would answer back. He would tie things up with his own big fly.
And he drives one to center, sends Jones back, running out of room, and Frelick goes deep to tie the game 2-2. That's his second home run of the season. And he goes dead central here in Cleveland.
Sal Frelick's second home run of the year ties things up 2-2. That was in the fifth inning. When you jump to the sixth inning, you saw a lot of awesome things right out of the Milwaukee Brewers in this one. They actually strung together hits. I know, it wasn't just one hit here, one hit there, every other inning. They had gotten five base runners on in a row. That's something we haven't seen, it feels like, all season from the Milwaukee Brewers. A Contreras double with one out. Bryce Terang would walk. Then Rhys Hoskins gets up to the plate. He gets a single that would knock in a run. They called it a single, but I thought it was personally a double. That would give the Brewers the lead.
Rhys liner down the line, a base hit. Contreras coming around to score. There will be a play at third. Terang is in there. Brewers take the lead on an RBI double by Hoskins.
Then Jake Bowers, the next man up for the Crew.
And boy, the Brewers are starving for something other than a single tally. There's a shot into right, a base hit. Terang will score. Hoskins held at third, and there's your crooked number.
Talk about staying hot. Jake Bowers with another hit and another RBI in this ball game. Puts the Brewers up 4-2. It's a hanging changeup from Jacob Junis, and he's all over it.
Caleb Durbin would be hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. That would make the score 5-2 after the sixth inning. All highlights courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. In the seventh, Rhys Hoskins continues to add on to his monster day at the plate. He thought, you know what? I might as well get in on this home run action as well, but maybe not without a little bit of controversy in Cleveland.
How about a drive into left center field? No doubt about this one. It is up and it is off the top of the fence. Contreras sent around third. The relay man's got it. The throw home is in time. Hoskins gets a double. Now the only question is that ball get out of the ballpark. Hoskins wants to take a look in terms of a ground rule. That may have got up and over the yellow line. And the umpires are getting together to see whether or not it's going to be a crew chief review.
After review, the call is overturned. It's a home run.
So it's a two-run homer for Rhys Hoskins. So wipe out the play at the plate. It's a two-run bomb, and Rhys Hoskins has number five on the season.
Yeah, have a day, Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, Vinny, his day wasn't even over. Then he came back up in the ninth inning. Give him two more RBIs.
Runners go 3-2. Fly ball left center. That is headed towards the gap, and that one's down. Two more runs will score. Hoskins Hoskins will take the single, and the Brewers add two massive runs in the ninth.
A five RBI day for Reese. Nobody hotter right now than Reese Hoskins.
Nobody hotter indeed than Reese Hoskins. That would make the score 9-2 going into the ninth inning. 9-5 going into the ninth inning. That would be the final score for the Milwaukee Brewers as they would pick up their 21st win on the season. They are now 21-23. Cleveland, with the loss, drops down to 25-18. Winning pitcher, Logan Henderson. Tim Herron with the loss for the Cleveland Guardians.
The MVP of the last game for the crew. Who stood out the most? Let's find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
There's one option. You know, sometimes when the Brewers put up zero runs in a game, you can't decide who's going to be the MVP, right? Who stunk the least today? That was not the case 2 days ago. Reese Hoskins, 4-for-4, drew a walk, so got on base 5 times in the game. How about 5 RBIs, a homer in the game as well? That his 5th on the season. 7th double as well on the year, and they kind of robbed him of at least one more double in that game as well. Reese Hoskins, your MVP of the game. He spoke with the media afterwards. Here's what Hoskins had to say after the big game in Cleveland.
Yeah, I told Soph earlier, that's a big one for us, you know. Rough stretch, rough month, let's call it, of May so far for us. But that's not going to change our mentality, at least how we prepare every day and get ready to show up to compete. So sometimes, you know, you kind of need to take it on the chin a little bit. And I think just talking about it last night as a group put us in a good position to go compete today. We got contributions all up and down the lineup. And most importantly, I think Logan did a great job of setting the tone for us, which we definitely needed. Get a couple big hits, a couple hits to fall, and pretty complete win for us.
Did you feel like there was a different level of intensity or intent or confidence just in the at-bats today?
I did feel that, yeah. I don't know how many pitches he threw, but getting a starter out in the fifth is usually a pretty good sign, right? You competed through some at-bats. You made him throw pitches. We worked some walks. We just had base runners, right? Like, I think we left 8 or 9 guys on, and scoring 9 runs and leaving 9 guys on, like, means you got opportunities, and we just cashed some in. So great at bats all the way up and down, and I think that type of thing's pretty contagious usually.
There is Reese Hoskins speaking to the media after the game. It is the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reese Hoskins' monster game we talked about at the plate. Last time we saw Brewer go 4 hits, 5 RBIs in a game. You got to go back to last year with Christian Yelich against the Chicago White Sox. That's Reese Hoskins' career high in hits in a ball game against Cleveland. Logan Henderson earned his 2nd victory in as many appearances on Wednesday as well. He's the 2nd pitcher in franchise history to win each of his first 2 career MLB games. He joins Robert Gasser as of last year to do the same. Couple of things to bring you guys up to speed on some transactions regarding the Milwaukee Brewers. First one, in case you missed this, Vinny Capra was claimed off of waivers by the White Sox yesterday after being DFA'd by the Brewers last week, so he is no longer a part of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. It was fun while it lasted, Vinny Capra. It was great you got the hit after the streak of hitless appearances, but the Chicago White Sox now having to deal with him. And a new Brewer on the Major League roster, Rob Zastrozinny, was acquired from the Yankees today in exchange for cash considerations. Elvis Peguero has been optioned back down to AAA. Pat Murphy, we'll hear from later on in the show, talking with the media today, basically just said Brian Hudson's struggles being a big part as to why they went after Zastrozinny. They need another lefty in the bullpen, they said. And Brian Hudson really wasn't getting it done for him. He is returning back to the Milwaukee Brewers, was on the team a little bit last year. The Brewers, beginning the three-game series with the Minnesota Twins, will face the Baltimore Orioles right after as well in the middle of their 15 straight games against the American League exclusively. Tonight's Star Wars night. I believe there's a post-game Lasers show. Game tomorrow is the highly anticipated cribbage board giveaway. Should be a really fun series with the Minnesota Twins this weekend. How did Pat Murphy feel about the game on Wednesday? He spoke to the media after as well. Let's hear what the skipper had to say.
He was above and beyond today. I mean, his at-bats were incredible all day. Every bat, quality at bat, and we had over 20 quality at bats today, and that's the type of team we have to be. It's not about talent, it's about that mindset, and you know, they decided today that they were going to have those ABs, and you know, whether it's against great pitching, whether it's against, you know, back end pitching, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's the commitment to understand how to get after it, and they're all capable. And you know, we look like a different team when we do that.
Murph, what does it say about the guy, too? Because I'm sure he's one of the guys preaching some things about the focus on the plate, just how to turn the offense around and to do it in all five at-bats today.
Yeah, we had a bunch of guys have great at-bats all day. You know, you look at Caleb Durbin, he comes up empty, you know, but he had great at-bats today. He hadn't showed us that, at least three, and he didn't show us that. You know, you had Contreras show up for at least four quality. You know, Bryce Terang didn't get a hit, but guess what? He had two quality at bats that led to runs. You know, things like that, you know, and Bowers, he's unsung, been doing it all year and playing a position that's not his primary position. So that's the type of thing. And give Henderson a bunch of credit too. There's his second start out of the, you know, again, right out of the Triple A cooler, and he's going out competing against a really hot team, really hot team. Maybe, I don't know, Mike, you would, oh no, you're not paying attention. But if we had a media guy paying attention, they're one of the hottest teams. He'd give you a fact, you know, he'd give you some type of fact that what they are lately, but he's not on it, as I mentioned. But, you know, to Henderson to do that against all lefties, and I thought he had a great outing.
There is the manager, Pat Murphy, speaking to the media after the game. That audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we'll talk to Luis Olmos over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Get you guys some of your best bets you need if you want to get any action on today's games over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We're going to talk to Bobby Nightingale. I was able to sit down with him a little bit earlier today and talk about this Minnesota Twins team. He is of the Star Tribune out in Minneapolis and able to pick his brain just on how successful the Minnesota Twins have been this year. The Twins coming into this game, winners of their last 11 straight games against opponents. That's going to be, quite literally, Pat Murphy, the hottest team in Major League Baseball coming into your town. After the game as well, we heard from the starting pitcher Logan Henderson making his second career start. Here is what the rookie had to say was working for him during the outing on Wednesday.
Confidence, you know, in the fastball and the changeup from your debut carryover into today.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say a little bit, but I have a clean slate going into every outing, so I definitely have confidence going out there, but those are my bread and butter, so definitely feel confident about those.
Is it challenging to do, to be up here, to go back down, then come back up? The back and forth add to the challenge?
It's not the easiest thing in the world, but honestly, I'm just grateful to be up here and to be able to help the team win, whether that's, you know, every couple weeks or hopefully every fifth day, but, you know, I'm just here to do what they ask of me.
Could you take us into that conversation with Murph a little when you got sent down and you have that memorable debut, and then you might have seen something coming like that, but what's that like after you pitch like that to have to go back down?
Yeah, I mean, he had really good things to say. I think he wouldn't say they hinted at it before, like when I got called up, but, you know, that was, you broaden the scope a little bit, you understand what's going on, and you see guys are coming back and how many starters we have in the rotation, so I understood.
There is Logan Henderson speaking to the media afterwards as well. Really has been a fantastic two outings for Logan Henderson so far this year. He went five innings, gave up four hits, two earned, seven strikeouts on Wednesday. His season now improves to 2-0, a 2.45 ERA, 16 strikeouts, a whip of 0.82, not having a lot of batters reach base. That's in 11 innings of work as well for Henderson, just three earned runs in those 11 innings. How about Sal Frelick talking about his big fly, on Wednesday as well? Here is Sal Frelick speaking to the media after the game as well.
Sal, the helmet chuck, is that premeditated or is that just in the moment?
Well, not premeditated because I never really assume I'm going to hit a homer. So, really, yeah, just a lot of emotion, black and kind of, you know, trying to just be a spark plug, get some energy, and just happen.
Maybe not premeditated, but like built up a little bit just from some of the frustration?
No, I don't think so. Like, not really a lot of frustration. I don't think that's the right word. I think more just like making sure when good things happen, like, guys are fired up and, you know, even when they don't, like, guys have good at bats without a result, you know, go give them a pat, stuff like that. So, yeah, just trying to fire some guys up, I guess.
So there is Sal Frelick. Just that clip I wanted to play for you guys. You know, everyone wants to wonder and worry that the Milwaukee Brewers don't have a vocal leader like Willy Adames, right? We've talked about it with Drew Wagner, where they don't really have that guy that is the spark plug around the clubhouse. And maybe it's going to be Rhys Hoskins. It kind of sounds like he's taking on a little bit of a more of a vocal leadership role. But Sal Frelick right there, you know, if you're going to ask questions about, hey, did you plan on throwing your helmet? No, actually, I didn't. I didn't think I was going to hit a home run. Were you frustrated? No, I just wanted to fire the boys up. Okay, cool. Sounds good, Sal. Conversation over. Great. But not, obviously not the right questions to be asking Sal Frelick. That's all right, though. Sal Frelick, big home run for him. Homering on May 14th for back-to-back years for a guy who's hit four home runs over the last 2 years. Kind of an interesting factoid for that. Coming up on the other side, we got to get to a break. We're going to talk to Luis Olmos over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Get caught up on all the best bets for today's game as the Brewers take on the Minnesota Twins in about 50 minutes or so here at American Family Field. It is the leadoff show live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Look.
At the wall, looking up. See you later.
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz, your host, with you today. Let me run down the Milwaukee Brewers lineup one more time for you guys here before we get over to Luis Olmos over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Bryce Terang leads things off. He'll play second base for Milwaukee. William Contreras behind the dish bats second. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. Rhys Hoskins at first base bats cleanup today. Sal Frelick will bat fifth, play right field. Jackson Churio will bat sixth, play center field. Jake Bowers is in left field, batting seventh. Caleb Durbin, the third baseman, will bat eighth. Joey Ortiz rounds things out, bats ninth, and is tonight's shortstop for Milwaukee. Joining the show now, as he has each and every day over the past week or so, you can check him out, the senior media manager over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Odds are, if you're at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, he's being the most hospitable media manager you can possibly find. Luis Olmos over at Potawatomi. How do we do, Luis?
After that intro, how can I not be doing great? It doesn't matter what the weather is outside. That was incredibly nice, Tommy.
Yeah,
my goodness.
I try.
I try.
You know, I truly mean it. Potawatomi people that we get to interact with are always just the most hospitable people that you can meet. Luis, Austin, Justin Arnett, doesn't matter who it is. They're always super nice, super helpful, super accommodating. Even with this weather, Luis, is everything still okay over at Potawatomi? You guys got generators in case anything goes wrong, right?
Oh, nothing can go wrong at the casino today. It's not, you know, let's knock on wood when I say that, but we have backup everything. Come on down. Slots are hot. Food is great. You know, vibes are amazing. You know, that sports book tonight. So come on down. If you don't want to be out there, you know, come on down. Get some food. Hit some slots. Play some bets. That's the place to be on a gloomy day like today.
Absolutely. Luis Olmos over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook joining the leadoff show here. We got the day off yesterday. The Brewers won a couple days ago. Luis, now Minnesota in town. Is this kind of like, do you feel any rivalry with Minnesota when it comes to baseball? It kind of feels like almost if Milwaukee was out of contention and Minnesota was in contention, a lot of people around the area would be like, okay, cool, I'll root for the Twins. They don't get much success either, but I don't think there's a lot of animosity between these two teams.
I don't think so. You know, I used to travel to that series up in Minnesota, you know, when you know, I was in my 20s, and we would go up there, and there was never any type of rivalry. You know, there's so many Brewer fans on that western part of the state that I think it's, yeah, you know, some of those, you know, people that live over there aren't even Twins fans, they're Brewer fans. So I don't really see it as a rivalry. You know, I have no problem. You know, some of those Twins from the past, you know, Mauer, Morneau, Torrey Hunter, Johan Santana, kind of liked all those guys, right?
And, right.
You know, so no rivalry to me. You know, it's the Cardinals and the Cubs, the teams I really hate.
Absolutely. Yeah, completely understand that. Looking at your most popular bets you guys got over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Brewers slight underdogs today at +102 against Minnesota. The Brewers also 1.5-point dogs on the run line. Over-under set at 7.5. It's really low today, Luis. That makes me feel like, oh, go after the over, but then that usually means probably there is a reason why it's so low.
Yeah, well, I think the roof, you know, probably being closed now is telling you to look at that, you know, to look at that, you know, the ball's probably not going to be flying out compared to if the roof were open. So, you know, I'm liking just Brewers run line. I know the Twins are on a heater right now,
yeah,
win 11 in a row, but, you know, that's got to come to an end at some point. The Brewers had a day off, you know, rest those bats. Contreras gets to rest up a little bit. So I'm looking more just Brewers +1.5 tonight on that run line.
Yeah, okay, Brewers +1.5 on the run line. What do you want to parlay it up with, make a little two-leg parlay for the people, courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook betting odds today?
Well, Markey sold me on him earlier this afternoon when he had Andrew Wagner on, just talking about Rhys Hoskins probably being the best Brewer hitter, you know, in the past six, eight weeks. I love Rhys Hoskins over half RBI and then over one half hit, right? If he has a single that scores a run, those both are going to hit. So if you parlay that with Brewers plus 1.5, you know, it's a modest plus 275, but, you know, it's a solid parlay that with Rhys just, you know, hitting the ball really, really well for the Brewers in the past couple weeks.
Yeah, he's been on a tear right now. Rhys Hoskins over his last 27 games, that is, he's batting .348, 5 home runs, 20 RBIs, an OPS over 1,000 during that time. Luis, not a terrible pick at all. We got the Brewers at plus 1.5 on the run line, the over on the Hoskins hit and RBI. That is a 3-leg parlay we got going for the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. Luis, what else is going on over at Pottawatomie this week? If you're trying to get out of the rain, why won't you come to Pottawatomie?
Well, you have all the sports on tonight, right? You have Knicks Celtics game 6. That's going to be a great one. We have some Stanley Cup tonight. We have Brewers Twins. You know, we're going to have games all weekend long. PGA Championship is going on. You can still get some really, really good value on some of these guys, you know, like Scottie Scheffler. He's plus 200. That's probably not a ton of value with how far back he is. But a guy like Jonathan Vegas, who's leading the tournament right now, and, you know, maybe he'll fade, but he's plus 1,100 right now. If you want to come lay something on there, you know, guys like Max Homa, plus 1,800. Max has been hitting the ball really well. So I would say come down to the sportsbook, place a couple bets on the PGA Championship. You know, those majors, people love it, and grab a bite to eat in the sportsbook. If you want to grab a bucket of fried chicken or a burger, but you know what? If it's 8 o'clock at night and you're like, man, I want some pancakes, guess what? We have breakfast all day. Come and grab some of those mama's pancakes. Right, grab some chicken and waffles, just grab a breakfast burrito. We'll have that covered all day long. So if you want breakfast or dinner, come on down on a day like today.
All day breakfast had me sold right there. That was it. Perfect, Luis. Hey, enjoy the rest of your night, Luis. Stay dry as well. And, of course, go Brewers.
Go Brewers. Take care.
There he is, Luis Olmos, Senior Media Manager over at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, joining the leadoff show as he has all week in place of Austin Herdina. What a great parlay he's got for you as well. It's the 1.5 run line for the Milwaukee Brewers, as well as an over on Hoskins' hit and an over on an RBI, plus 275, courtesy of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? It's time for Building a Winner. Ironworkers Local 8 brings you Building a Winner. Skip the debt. Learn a trade. Apply now at IWLA.org. It's the leadoff show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan. Nashville Sounds.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Building a Winner. This is going to be an awesome segment because yesterday, Milwaukee Brewers affiliates go 5-0. They are now 95-63 on the season as a collective in the organization. That is the best in Major League Baseball. And we start with the Nashville Sounds, and the story has to be Jacob Mizorowski. The Sounds win 3-1 yesterday over the Memphis Redbirds, that is the St. Louis Cardinals affiliate. And Jacob Mizorowski, the story around town, he threw 103 yesterday, people.
3-2 and two away. Swing and miss, strike three. 103 from Mizorowski. He is fired up off the mound. Redbirds strand two in scoring position. We head to the seventh, tied at one.
Yes, they would win 3-1 yesterday in their AAA matchup against Memphis. Mizorowski, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts, just 1 walk in that time as well. Mizorowski threw 103 in the 6th inning yesterday, people. This guy... Everyone excited now to see Jacob Mizorowski up in Milwaukee whenever that might be.
Biloxi Shuckers.
Yeah, the AA team getting back in the win column over Montgomery. The Biscuits, maybe the best name in minor league baseball. Biloxi would win 9-3 over Montgomery. Mike Bovee back in action, his first homer after returning from injury.
Delivers to the lefty Bovee, who drives it out to deep right. Ledbetter watches it go. And it's gone.
Mike Bovee's got his first of 2025, and it's 400 feet deep to right, and the Shuckers lead 3-1.
Yes, that home run putting the Shuckers up 3-1. Mike Bovee, the number 5 prospect in Milwaukee's organization. He went 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs in that game. Cooper Pratt as well, 2-for-5 with a ribeye, as well as Montgomery, or as Biloxi would beat Montgomery 9-3.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
Timber Rattlers! Game got rained out. Did you guys see yesterday? It was a monsoon. There was no shot it was happening. Oh, you're thinking, well, where were they playing? I mean, Beloit as well. Either way, if they were in Appleton, Beloit, it didn't matter. Storms were crazy, and that really helped out with the win percentage, because the Timber Rattlers are the only under 500 team in the Brewers minor league system right now, 14-21. They are in fourth place in the West Division in the Midwest League, 9 games back of first place.
Carolina Mudcats.
The Carolina Mudcats, just America's team, some people are saying at this point now. 25-10 after winning both games in their doubleheader yesterday over Fayetteville, which is Houston's single-A affiliate. Jesus Mate, 2-for-4 in the game. Filippo Duturi, we don't talk about him enough on this show. He goes 3-for-3 with a home run, 2 RBIs, and a double, actually leading the entire organization in RBIs right now. Over in Carolina, he has 25 RBIs. That is the most across any legs of the Milwaukee Brewers affiliate this season. And now, the Complex League.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
Jose Anderson, have you guys heard of this guy? I don't know if you've heard of this guy yet, but he has been on a tear right now in rookie Arizona. He drove in 3 runs yesterday in the Brewers' 6-5 win in 10 innings over the Complex League Cubs. Always good to beat the Cubs at any level, doesn't really matter. And he's been absolutely crushing it. Through 9 games, he has 13 RBIs. That's the most in the Complex League. And has 3 home runs, a 1356 OPS right now in the Complex League. That's just Aaron Judge-esque numbers right now. That's good for second. Who is in first in the Complex League? Jose Anderson absolutely dominating for the Arizona Complex League Brewers. This Building a Winner featured powered by Ironworkers Local 8. Apply today and join the Brotherhood building Milwaukee's skyline.
Line drive, base hit, down the left field line.
Let's see what the skipper has to say heading into today's game. Let's head to the Coach's Corner. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
The crystal ball say who's pitching tomorrow? What pieces you have? You have Savali here. You have Henderson still here.
Savali's not pitching tomorrow. But probably Tobias, you saw him in the locker room.
Yeah.
It's probably between somebody like that. I bet on that one. We've gotten news that Quintana looks like it's not going to be that serious. Thank God. We couldn't handle another starting pitcher injury, but credit to these guys that we've brought up. Credit to everybody that's pitched in, and because the pitching staff has continued to give us chances. And, we've had some adversity. First 45 days of the season, to say the least.
Will Savali stay here and pitch, or is he going to go back and pitch?
We had a meeting on it today. He was at 5-60. There's some sentiment to send him back out and get him deeper than that so he can go deeper. But we haven't decided 100% with the latest news. We can kind of call it ourselves. You know, we can read and react based on how the next few days go. So.
Is Woody back here, or is he still in Nashville?
No, he's here.
He's here.
Yeah, he's here. Feels better. Gets to throw a side here coming up. tomorrow, I believe. And then he thinks the ankle is better. He had it before the outing, so he felt it in the outing, and he knew he needed to speak up. It wasn't going to go away. It's an injury that he's had before. So he's back. Going to throw again. He feels like it's cleared up. He's going to throw again and go back out and pitch.
There is the manager, Pat Murphy. I wanted to give you a little bit of snippet on what he was updating with everyone today in his speaking with the media. I told you, we just don't have time on our own show today. It is the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. In case you guys didn't catch what that was being said by manager Pat Murphy, Aaron Civale and Brandon Woodruff both here in Milwaukee. Woodruff will make at least one more start in the minors, but Civale is to be determined. He threw 60 pitches in his last rehab outing, so it's a limited pitch count if he does come off the IL in his next one. They're having meetings with it right now in the clubhouse as we speak, according to Adam McKelvey of MLB.com. We're going to push back Bobby Nightingale probably till tomorrow. Very topical still for our Eye on the Enemy segment. Very grateful that he was able to hop on earlier today. But we are going to jump to a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports, joining the leadoff show each and every day. Was in Cleveland with the team for us last road stand, now back in Milwaukee while the Milwaukee Brewers set to take on the Minnesota Twins. It is the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's time to get the latest from the clubhouse as we get closer to the first pitch being thrown for today's game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Leadoff Show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Before we get over to Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, let me run down Milwaukee's lineup one last time for you guys today. Bryce Turang leads things off. He'll play second base. William Contreras is the catcher. He'll bat second today. Christian Yelich, the DH, will bat third. Rhys Hoskins bats fourth place, first base. Sal Frelick in right field will bat fifth. Jackson Churio bats sixth place, center field. Jake Bowers bats seventh, plays left field. Caleb Durbin, today's third baseman, will bat eighth. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, rounds things out, batting ninth for the crew. Joining the show now, as he does each and every day, you can find his work at Forbes Sports. You can follow his Twitter at by Andrew Wagner. It is Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports joining the Leadoff Show. Drew, how are we doing today?
It's raining again.
Yeah, you brought this with you. It was nice, and then you came back, and now there's dark clouds everywhere in Milwaukee.
I mean, there's dark clouds everywhere I go. Let's be honest here. I am a walking black cloud of positivity and optimism and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And energy, yeah, with all the lightning we're seeing right now, too. Yeah, that's all of those words I would use to describe Drew Wagner over the time. Well, thank you so much for going out to Cleveland when you were out in Cleveland, and you can help us cover from there. Now you're back in Milwaukee. The Brewers with a big win over the Guardians, 9-5. Then they get the day off. Is it big for the Brewers to get a win and then have a day off just to carry some momentum for a couple of days after having such a rough road trip, it felt like, against Tampa and Cleveland?
I mean, yeah, I don't know what it does for momentum, but it is definitely nice to go into that off day, you know, with a victory and feeling good. Because if you would have gone swept and gone on that off day, that's going to sit and sting with you. It's going to hang over your head. You're able to come back to the ballpark today with a little bit of a fresh start. And, you know, you're playing a really hot team. So, you know, not sure what it does to momentum, but it's definitely better to have that, you know, in your back pocket than having that, you know, again, proverbial black cloud hanging over your head.
Yeah, hot team indeed in Minnesota. They've won 11 straight coming into tonight's contest. They're going up against Chad Patrick today, Drew, his ninth start of the year. Chad Patrick, 3.19 ERA, 42 innings, has really been one of the more reliable guys in the starting rotation for the Milwaukee Brewers this year. And he gets to go up against a Twins team where the offense isn't all that great. It's really the pitching that feels like it's bringing this team all back up. But they're also riding the hot hand over these next 11. What are you expecting today out of Patrick as, you know, coming out for the Brewers? You need a big start. You're back in on the homestand. What is Chad Patrick going to need to do today to be successful against the Twins?
Just really more of the same. I mean, he's gone out there and he's been steady in every one of his starts. He doesn't get, you know, shaken up by the big moments. He doesn't, you know, panic, for lack of a better word, when he gets into a little bit of trouble. He's really good at working himself out of jams. You know, it's just more of the same, more of that workmanlike atmosphere and just, okay, this is what has to be done. This is the moment that I'm in, and, you know, take it step by step. And he's been very good at that. You know, for a guy that's never pitched in the big leagues before, he's been really good at just not letting the situation or the moment get too big for him.
Drew Wagner joining the Leadoff Show. Follow him on Twitter at by Andrew Wagner. Forbes Sports, where you can find his work as well. Drew, talking about today's game, I don't ask you about the lineup. We never do that. But were you at least curious as to see Jackson Churio moving down in the order? Because this hasn't been new that he's been in any slump or struggle maybe throughout the season, but he's been a consistent top three in the order guy, and today they have him down in the sixth spot. Do you think that that's something that you could see lasting a little bit? Do you think Pat Murphy's doing it to benefit Jackson Churio in this case?
Yeah, even? I can explain why. You know, Murphy talked about it a little bit before the game. You know, Churio wasn't happy about it. There's reasons for it. There's stuff they want to see out of him. There's stuff that he needs to get better at. And as a result, there's been a little bit of a shuffle. Now, is it going to be a long-term thing? Who knows? Sometimes it just fits with the situation. Sometimes you're trying to teach something. Sometimes you're just trying something different. And this seems like it's a combination of three at the moment. Like they're trying to get that offense going a little bit. They're moving some guys around. Some guys need to maybe do things a little bit differently, a little bit better. And this is kind of a way to shake that up, send a little bit of a message.
I believe the phrase was the manager doesn't make the lineup, Drew. The players do. Is that correct? I believe that's what you said to me. Yeah. So if he plays his way out of it, he'll play his way out of it. No.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's the way they're looking at it. And there's no reason to believe that he won't. And I've said this before. You know, Jackson Churio's greatest skill isn't his ability to hit, isn't his ability to field, it isn't his speed. It's his ability to make adjustments and make improvements. That's what got him to the big leagues in rapid succession. That's what got him to be, you know, a Rookie of the Year candidate, the ability to adjust and learn and get better.
Yeah, and we'll have to see how he deals with it this time, because he did a great job bouncing back all of last year. Drew, new man on the roster, Rob Zastrozinny, second stint now with Milwaukee. They acquire him for the Yankees.
Let's try this again. Let's sound it out. Zastrzemski.
Ski? There's a ski in this?
Yeah.
Where's the ski? There's no SKI in his name.
You gotta think outside of the standard Polish tradition. Mm. There's other regions of Europe. I thought he said last year that it was like Lithuanian or Latvian or something like that.
Zastrzemski. That's what you're saying?
Zastrzemski.
Okay, we'll go with that. Let's go with that. Zastrzemski. Now back with the Milwaukee Brewers for a second straight time. Pitched all right last year, but we didn't see a whole lot of them, just seven innings out of them. But Pat Murphy crediting really Brian Hudson's struggle in the bullpen, needing another lefty in this rotation. Do you expect to see Rob Zastrzemski back in this rotation, or more of a bullpen piece replacing Hudson?
I mean, he's going to be a bullpen piece, no doubt about that. They really liked him. He was a good fit last year, just kind of got bogged down by a nasty injury that limited him. It's kind of a low key pickup. You know, he had an out clause in his minor league deal. The Brewers had a need. They liked what they saw of him last year, so the reunion made sense. And yeah, he's just another left-handed weapon that they have, because Hudson has not been as lights out as he was last year. He's not been as reliable. There's still a use for him. They still think he can turn it around, but they need immediate impact guys right now, because that bullpen has gotten a lot of work.
It needs to be cleared up for sure, indeed. And again, just like the hitters can hit their way up in the order, Brian Hudson can definitely pitch his way back into some leverage situations as well. Drew, I'm off tomorrow. You're dealing with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the leadoff show, but we'll talk again on Sunday, all right?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. There he is, Drew Wagner, Forbes Sports, joining the leadoff show as he does each and every day here. You can tell that he's pretty high on just what Pat Murphy thinks is going to be the move. And that's why Jackson Churio moves down in the order. We saw Jackson Churio really battle back and compete all of last year whenever he faced some adversity. Remember, it was a slow start last year, and I think he's way ahead of that pace this year, moving down in the order. While he might not be happy about it, it's absolutely really the only thing you could have saw happening at this time, because Churio knows he can be better. Everyone knows Churio can be the best that he can be. Give him a little more opportunity, put him down in the order.
Who's hurt? Who's getting close to coming back? Let's check out today's injury report. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yes, the injury report. I more or less really wanted to do this because it makes sense for both teams during this right now. Because there's a couple of big names that we did not hear in the lineup for the Twins that have been a huge part of their 11-game win streak. For instance, Harrison Bader got hurt 2 days ago, pulled something in the groin. He's not in the lineup today. Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa colliding yesterday in the game. Correa in concussion protocol. Buxton, it sounds like they're just going to give the day off to. But we will not see Carlos Correa in this series against the Milwaukee Brewers. And it'll be not today, maybe tomorrow or the next day before we see Harrison Bader or Byron Buxton. Aaron Civale, like you heard, he's going to be a TBD on when his next outing is, but soon eligible to come off the 15-day IL on May 19th. 10-day IL for Garrett Mitchell as well. He's eligible on May 19th. Jose Quintana on the 15-day IL still from his last outing in which he was dealing with the cranky arm was the medical diagnosis, I believe. Brandon Woodruff as well, a 15-day IL, and then got the ankle injury. Didn't have to do anything different from that. We'll see. It sounds like one more minor league start for Brandon Woodruff, and then we should be expecting him back. And Aaron Ashby has been getting some rehab appearances in as well. He's eligible to come back up May 26th off the 15-day IL. Before we get out of here on the leadoff show, we got one more thing we got to get to. That is keys to the game.
How does the crew win today's game? Who needs to step up? Let's find out with the keys to the game. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Whew. I mean, this show was just jam-packed today. Lot coming at you guys. Keys to the game. Here's what I think. Jackson Churio, you now are putting a target on your back here because people might have noticed the struggles when you were near the top of the order. It's when you get moved down to the number six spot. Now the eyes are really open. If he's getting moved down in the order, it's because they are expecting more. They think someone else can provide more higher up in the order than him. He's young. He's still the youngest player in Major League Baseball. Not just for the Brewers, but in all of the MLB, Jackson Churio is still the youngest player in the league. He is well beyond his years, people. But hey, you get the contract last year. You saw all the expectations and everything you could hear last year on Jackson Churio. Now it's time to put himself back into another keys to the game scenario here. Looks like we got a caller coming in on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line. It looks like we have Mitch Thunder Nellis. You got me there, Mitch? I can hear you. One sec, Mitch. I think I got you now. There it is, Mitch. What's up?
All right, I just wanted to say I love the move with Churio. If there's a way to let him take some of the pressure off of himself trying to set the table, batting first or second, if he can just settle in and just do him and just play it to the level that we know he can play at, I love the move to put him down in the order, kind of take some of that pressure. And maybe that unleashes some of the beast that we know he has inside him.
Absolutely. Mitch Thunder Nellis, you said it perfectly. Enjoy the game today. Go Brewers, Mitch.
Have a great night, Tommy. Great job tonight.
Thank you so much. Mitch Thunder Nellis jumping off there on the leadoff show. Love to get the support from my guy, Mitch Thunder. He's the best for sure. That's going to do it for us here on the leadoff show, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I will be off tomorrow. Yes, you will not hear me on the airwaves when it comes to the leadoff show. It'll be Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. He'll be on from 5 to 6 o'clock with the leadoff show. He's going to have Rick Schlesinger, the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, on the show. So that's an awesome get for Sparky. I hope he does a great job. My hit streak comes to an end at 45 games. Joe DiMaggio had another week and a half before he took a day off. Isn't that crazy? Since this show has started, I've been on all 45 episodes, and every day Joe DiMaggio would have had a hit the entire time, plus 11 more days. That's nuts. It is the second longest hit streak in MLB history. Pete Rose, 44 games as well, just being reinstated as well. How topical is that? that for everyone here at the Fam. My name is Tommy Wirtz. I've been your host on this edition of the Leadoff Show. Game number 45, the Milwaukee Brewers set to take on the Minnesota Twins. Chad Patrick versus Joe Ryan at 7:10 Central. Tommy Wirtz here. We'll talk to you guys on Sunday. Enjoy Sparky tomorrow. It's the Leadoff Show live on the Fam Milwaukee. Don't forget, send them home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.